producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Give me a holler, 855-99-3-7569. It's kind of a quiet news day, which we're always a little grateful when there aren't horrible stories.
Good and bad, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Going along with Shane's contribution to the program, which is a good news story, like this one a lot. A traffic jam turned into a block party because there are a bunch of musicians who played steel drums. Who their manager got them out, and everybody played steel drums and were doing limbos. And then, unfortunately, the damn traffic started working again. So what are you going to do?
They're having so much fun by the time they got around to it that they probably didn't want it to end. But
yeah, they didn't. Apparently, they were there for most of an hour, so that's pretty much fun. So we like that. Yes, there are something about steel drums, although they have them in a lot in Times Square. So,
oh, no kidding.
We sort of got used to the idea. But there is something about them that makes it feel very festive. You think there should be some suntan lotion just around the
corner. Exactly, right? Yeah, on an island somewhere, exactly.
And I thought one of the things that we'd maybe put up on Facebook, talking about walking, which is I am one of those people that someone once stopped me and I was walking down the street and said, "Is this a race?" And I said, "No, but it's my primary form of exercise." So I just keep moving. But say, "Is this a race?"
I love walking, though.
I do,
think
too.
It's great exercise.
Basically, as I said, one of my favorite sort of statistics is that New York, which is certainly considered one of the most stressful cities in the world, its life expectancy is about 2.5 years longer than the national average, and the reason that's given is obviously it is stressful, but that everybody has to walk, that nobody has cars, so we have to walk up and down the subway steps, and we have to walk to the subway, and I think it's really true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of calories burned every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as many as I'd like, but they said walking is a superfood. Let's not mix our metaphors here.
Yeah.
It's the defining movement of a human. Well, I suppose it says it's a lot easier to get movement than it is to get exercise. Well, that's probably a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Physical activity and activity may be more important for chronic disease risk than physical activity alone. Well, someone is saying that that the latest in the last couple of months is that that sitting is almost as bad for you as smoking. So if you're sitting and smoking, you are just doomed. Doomed, yeah. But they're now saying that all you have to do is get up for about, I think it's 5 minutes an hour to offset most of the negative
things. Yeah, that's not hard.
Well, no, it's not at all. And the idea being that you get thrombosis. So if you're on a plane, get up every once in a while. Or if you're like me, you're always going to the ladies' room anyway.
Well, personally, I mean, I don't think I could sit for a whole hour without being up for at least 5 minutes of that. Maybe that's just me, but I just could not.
Well,
do that.
I tend to be a little itchy too. So I tend to sort of get up and move around and whatever. But the idea being that you can fairly easily, they're saying that the median training time in terms of marathoners and figuring out how much time they were sitting. Median training time for marathoners was 6.5 hours a week. Median total sitting time was 8 to 10, almost 11 hours per day, suggesting that recreational distance runners are simultaneously highly sedentary and highly active, which is probably not a very good idea.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, you'd think that, recipe for some heart problems probably.
Yeah, it says you can't offset 10 hours of stillness with 1 hour of exercise, which a lot of people do. My father was one of those, that he would sit all week, and then he would play 3 hours of tennis in the sun. Although my father, God bless him, even though, as I've mentioned before, he had a heart attack when he was 55, did all the wrong things, had 5 hard-boiled eggs with butter and sour cream every day of his life, ate lots of salt, he smoked, didn't drink a whole lot, drank some, but not a whole lot. But my father's, the oldest man in his lineage, lived to 63. My father died 3 weeks short of 91.
Wow, not bad.
So, yeah, he made it 50% longer than anybody else. I think he was just too stubborn to, you know, to give it up.
Yeah.
My brother's bought a life insurance policy when he had his heart attack at 55, where they're the beneficiaries. At every birthday they were ready to throw him under the bus.
Oh man.
It was one of those kind of things. Walking 3 miles an hour is a good beginning. Miles an hour is pretty slow.
I would think so too. I would think most people walk
they said 4 miles an hour is about, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how fast I walk. I basically can do a city block in about 35 seconds.
That's pretty good.
There's, you know, 10 blocks to a mile. So that would be, that's about a three and a half minute, four minute.
I used to walk extremely fast when I was younger, but now that I've been dealing with MS and that progressing over the years, I think I'm probably on the slower side. But
well, but it's not the speed, although for cardiovascular, but just to keep moving.
Right, exactly.
It turns out that that walking doesn't do everything. It's less beneficial for bones than running, and for strength, it's better to lift weights. But bench press benches. There you go. All righty. So the idea being, I thought what we'd put up on Facebook for probably, we're probably not going to get to it until tomorrow because we're going to do some more nostalgia, I think, today is, what's the most unusual part of your fitness regimen?
Yep. Just put it up right now, so we'll see if anybody
we'll
weighs
some
in.
People
yeah.
Come up with some really cool idea. Alrighty. I don't know what this is actually in response to. The peanut allergy mom. Because this seems to be a little iffy. Maybe, you know, I don't think I'm going to read it. I'll read it now because I don't want to tease you. But, you know, this thing about peanut allergies, I don't know where it came from.
So you guys didn't get a call about that or anything?
I don't remember one, but okay. Maybe. They said if you rub peanut butter or peanut oil on a child's inner wrist, enough will be absorbed to maintain the same level as eating a couple. Can be washed off after 15 minutes if the child wants. Why would we do that if we think the kid has an allergy? That seems to me vaguely dangerous.
Yeah, I would suggest they go to their doctor
to
find
that
out.
Yeah, I think we don't mess with allergies particularly.
Yeah.
Although allergies are learned responses, so... Someone told me that for mosquito bites, if you just take a Benadryl tablet and break it and rub it on the mosquito bite, which makes no sense to me.
That it'll make the itch go away, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to try that next time. I don't know if I buy that or not.
I don't know that I do either. Because presumably whatever the active ingredient is needs to get in. Well,
in your bloodstream, right?
Yeah.
You'd think? I don't know. Yeah.
I know. People, I mean, that's the problem about the internet. Things that are true, things that are not true, things that are ridiculous.
It's getting worse time, too. I don't trust anything that I see online anymore. I don't think...
Well, I get 14 opinions.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And then I call three of my friends and say, okay, what do you think about this?
Exactly.
Yeah, truly. All righty. So I thought one of the things that we would talk about is that there was a story last week, which you missed, Shane, but luckily I'm bringing you up to date on it. I know. You leave for a moment and look what happens. That there was the story was, which isn't completely accurate, again, one of those things, that they had taken a 747 and converted it into a nightclub. That's not actually what happened. What happened is they took a nightclub and converted it so it looked like the inside of a 747.
Ah.
With the idea being the old 747s, when they first came out, were on two tiers, and if you were in first class, I don't think I was ever in first class, but I was in the lounge ones, that you went above, and it was kind of like above the... very, very high up, and it went up a circular staircase, and they had a piano bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and it was considered very, very cool and very, very civilized.
I've actually been in that before. I've ridden first class up top, up the spiral staircase before.
Excuse
Isn't that cool?
Excuse me. So what we talked about was nostalgia, and I think one of the questions that I think Nate actually asked me is, why are people nostalgic? And I said, myopia. You know, they're not seeing clearly. But the only thing perhaps to be nostalgic about is train travel, or is plane travel, which used to be fun and interesting, and they used to serve food. Can you believe it? So we asked what people were nostalgic about. When we return, we'll talk about nostalgia or your phone call, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good point. 855-99-3-7569. So I said the only thing that I thought was a legitimate thing to be nostalgic about was plane travel. And it was, I remember when I was a very small child, my parents moved from Denver to Pennsylvania, and we flew. It was very exciting. And we stayed in the hotel, and they woke us up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. We all dressed in matching clothes. Let me tell you, if you're the oldest and you're skinny and you have small little brothers and sisters who all look cute and this stuff, my little sticky arms hanging out. But we all got all dressed up, and Dad wore a coat and tie, and Mom wore heels.
That was
and
a
we
big
all
deal.
Went, yeah, it was flying, and I get to go meet the pilot, and I got my little student wings, and yeah. So it was very cool. Now, I mean, I've actually seen people take their shoes off and their socks and put like bare feet on the
that's pretty nasty.
And people doing fingernail polish on planes, which is we're all breathing that air.
Man.
Yeah, please, yeah. So we're not happy about that. So there we go. I had a dilemma last week, which I might as well share with you, because I just found the story again.
Sure.
I was reading some of the news stories from last week, and there was one that was really upsetting, in that there was a teacher in Montana who was 47 years old who was accused and convicted of statutory rape of a 14-year-old who actually suicided before the trial.
Ooh.
And the judge gave the man a 30-day sentence with time off for one day already served. So he was in jail for less than a month.
Are you kidding?
For statutory rape with a 14-year-old. And
oh, boy.
A group of women in Montana protested it. So I was reading the story. It turns out I know the judge. Question is, what do you do? I mean, my first thought was, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you do this? And saying, and his statement apparently when he sentenced the teacher was that she was equally responsible. Well, there's no question that a 14-year-old can certainly be seductive, but she's 14,
right?
And that's the whole point about being an adult, is we know the difference between right and wrong, and the fact that she was unstable is certainly borne out by subsequent details. I mean, she suicided, but 30 days.
So
the question is what to do about it. So I actually talked with a friend of mine who went to the same school and said, what do you think we should do about this? And she said, I'll look into it. She said, was he weird when he was there? And I said, no, arrogant perhaps, but that was a long time ago, so I don't know. It was, but it's really alarming. I mean, if it's when you hear something wonderful about somebody, it's terrific to get in touch with them and say, wow, look at you, congratulations. I don't know what you do about this.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That, I don't even know.
But,
know what
and,
to say
and so
that.
I read the article and said, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I know him.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So nostalgia, good old days. Are you nostalgic about anything other than, I think we have to take plane travel off the table, because that was, it was more expensive, except they always said when the 747 came in, I don't know if you remember the 747, 727, they said it was going to drop the price of plane travel.
Okay.
Which it didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They say, well, it's because of the oil and money. I don't know.
Yeah. You would think that it would have dropped the price, but I have a feeling there was a little collusion involved there, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we do enough, it's broken, let's fix it. We all believe that there are huge conspiracies going on.
Yeah, right.
But, one of my favorite things was that I think it was American Airlines put out this thing that said by taking off, that they used to have, I think, four olives on their salad in first class, and by dropping it down to two, that they save something like $2 billion a year or something outrageous like that.
Wow.
I made up those figures, but,
but
it was a lot.
I get what you're saying.
It was a lot,
that
little changes. So now I guess obviously someone took that article and thought, well, if we could take the two olives off, why don't we just take the entire food off?
Right, yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that?
Well, for me, something that makes me feel very nostalgic are the holidays. I'm big about that, and I like carrying on the traditions with my kids. So, for instance, we don't listen to like anything newer than about 1960 or something like that for music. I love the crooners and that sort of thing. For
White Christmas, huh?
Yeah, that absolutely. Oh, Nat King Cole is my favorite.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you what, he's one of my favorite voices, period, of all time.
Sure.
I just think he, what a beautiful voice. But
yeah, he was.
But Chris here, one of the listeners, makes a great comment, and I agree with this too. Is he says listening to old talk radio shows from the 1980s and 90s, hosted by Owen Spann, Michael Jackson, not the singer, Dr. Dean Adele, Dr. Joy Brown, and of course Bruce Williams.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, yeah, that's something, you know.
I think Owen Spann, I think, is no longer with us. Ron Owens, I think, is still going strong. Bruce Williams, I don't know.
I haven't heard much from him recently.
I'll tell you my favorite Bruce Williams story.
Okay.
Because Bruce Williams did finances, and he always wore denim shirts and cowboy boots. And I went to, I think, at NBC, and I was the new kid in town. I just moved here from, I worked in San Francisco with Owen and Ron and Dean Adele. And so I came here, and he said, "Hey, kid, I get lots of speaking engagements. How about if I gave you half of them?" And I said, "Well, gee, that'd be nice." And he said, "Yeah, I'll refer the speaking engagement to you, and you give me half." And I said, "Well, how would that work?" And he said, "Well, you can charge $5,000, and you get $2,500, and I get $2,500." And I said, "Well, I already get $5,000 for a speaking engagement." And he said, "Well, yeah, but then you can get twice as many." And I said, "So wait a minute, let me understand this. I work twice as hard for half as much. Where do I sign?"
Exactly,
and that was my Bruce Williams story.
Nice.
Yeah. But,
well, he thought it was a good idea anyways.
Yeah, he thought it was a great idea. Yeah.
Bethany says, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, no, I mean, I agree, though. And Michael Jackson, the first time someone said, "Gee, Michael Jackson wants to be in your program," but it was a different Michael Jackson. That was really a problem for him. So, Bruce Williams was born in 1932. Apparently, okay. He's still going strong.
No kidding. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Here we go. He's a Royal Navy officer.
Are you kidding? Really? I didn't know
Brit?
That. Yeah, it must be, huh?
American talk show host, writer, and former politician.
Brit or a Canadian, maybe.
Royal talk show host, business and royal, or maybe it's a different one.
Yeah,
I think Bruce Williams is the royal name. I think it's a different one because Bruce Williams was,
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, Bethany says certain smells from her, you know, remind her of her childhood. I can relate with that, too. Occasionally I'll have a smell or even just like... just the other day, I was eating an apple, and it kind of made me a little nostalgic for something. You know what I mean? So certain senses.
That's what real estate agents will tell you if you're trying to sell your house. To put, and Irma Bombeck told this as a joke, but it's really true. To put an apple in the microwave, and it will smell like home, and it makes people nostalgic.
There you go.
So it works really well. We'll talk about why smells are so evocative when we return. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus stevia liquid sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com, Billsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, so we were talking about nostalgic radio, which is, you know, I'm actually in one of those books. I sort of feel like I should have one of the mink coats that says what becomes the legend most, right?
You're in one of the textbooks.
Yeah, yeah, because... most of the people that I worked with that are considered legend have gone to the big transmitter in the sky, so because I'm alive and still kicking. But one of the reasons that smells are so evocative, which hopefully has nothing to do with talk radio, is it's called the dog brain, the oldest part of our brain, and it seems to be somewhat of a direct link to memory. And for me, when I was 16, I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France. And so smelling Galois, you know, which is a different kind of tobacco than American mm-hmm. cigarettes, mm-hmm. instantly makes me, or diesel, makes me instantly back in France. So, but supposedly the issue about the trick about the baked apple works really well. Baked apple and cinnamon.
Okay, sure. You know,
I believe in those things.
Something really kind of, I suppose, just kind of silly, but I used to, when I was in high school, I worked at a Target store and stocked shelves, and I usually would stock the shelves in a particular area, which was the kind of, you know, the goodies section or whatever. I don't think they had groceries at that time, so it was just, you know, candies and snacks and that sort of thing. And there's a certain smell that I still will walk by that section in Target, and I'll be like, it kind of brings me back. And even though I hated that job at the time, it's a good feeling because I was young then, you know, and it really brings me back, I guess.
I went and gave a speech in Newark, Pennsylvania, and I actually went to second grade in Newark, Pennsylvania. And the place that I was giving the speech, I went in and I said, this was a movie theater. You could still smell the popcorn, even though it was redone. Wow, it was redone beautifully. And there were like 1,000 people there. And I used to go to Saturday morning cartoons there. And I could still, I smelled the popcorn and just was instantly back there. that was one of the great experiences of my life, too, in that they flew me down in a private plane. And as those of you who listen to the program know, I'm not the world's happiest flyer. And the smaller the plane, the less happiness.
You and me both.
But it was, and I've had to do it a couple times just to get places. I actually had to charter a plane once to get to a speaking engagement, because if I say I'll be there, I'll be there. And so we were talking, one of the questions was about imaginary friends, which I get asked fairly frequently. And so I told the story about my sister who had an imaginary friend in second grade. And whenever my sister did something wrong, Cynthia Bardsley was blamed.
She had a last name.
Cynthia Bardsley was her imaginary friend. And so talked about speech and whatever. And after the speech, this woman came up and she said, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Cynthia Bardsley.
Oh, that's perfect.
And we always thought she was an imaginary friend. It's Cynthia Bardsley. So that's one of my favorite stories.
Oh, that's great.
Some imaginary friends are more imaginary than others. And apparently she never did any of those terrible things either. My sister had an active imagination. But there are, remember Ben Casey, MD? Were you old enough to remember that?
That doesn't ring any bell.
But they always, I mean, before then, you never called somebody Ben Casey, MD. You would call them Dr. Casey or Dr. Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of the program was Ben Casey, MD, and that's what his supervisor would call him, Ben Casey, MD. So that
there's something, actually, a lot of old TV shows, you know, are
Week at Night.
People
love those. Lucy, the I Love Lucy show.
Well, for me growing up, it was like Taxi and Cheers and that sort of thing. Brings me back to childhood.
Well, a lot of those TV shows, because I never watched television, I didn't see First Run. I saw Friends and Maude and all those the Nick at Night stuff. I saw them as once they went in syndication. I never saw them First Run.
Right.
But they're kind of fun to see in syndication. I think there are also movies like The Big Chill.
Yeah.
I can recite most of that from memory.
Sure.
The other thing that I get nostalgic about, not so much this time of year, but in the spring, is kids getting all dressed for prom.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just something about driving around neighborhoods, and especially in the burbs. It doesn't work so well in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But and seeing all these kids and little boys with their little scrawny necks and their tuxes.
Yeah.
And now everybody rents limos, and they all go together. And
right.
It was you borrowed dad's car, mom drove you, and the corsage and pinning it on. And
yeah, when did it become such a huge, huge deal? It's like a wedding nowadays, you know? It's just kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And they rent, and they have the party before, and then the party after, and then the whole weekend. And
wow.
You know, I think it's because there were so many car accidents that kids would wrap themselves around telephone poles. So a lot of communities got together and decided we don't want our kids either having sex or getting drunk and smashing up their cars or the combination. But you're right, they become enormously lavish and expensive and time consuming. And
I guess it makes sense because our society is so much more commercial nowadays. So I suppose.
Whatever. All right, let's hear what other people have gotten nostalgic about.
Sure. Genevieve, this is kind of a sweet one. She says, thinking about my lost loved ones.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Human beings are good at that. I mean, we're the ones who have calendars and holidays, and I think that's always the whole issue about remembering, you know, those who have gone before.
Oh, here's one. Carrie says she moved back to her neighborhood that she grew up in, and now she lives in a house that she used to walk by on her way to school every day.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she says most people in the area are still there, and she just loves all the memories. I had something similar to that recently. We took a trip back to where I grew up, and nothing brings back the memories like that. And seeing how it changed kind of, since that time, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. You know, you like to see the change, but at the same time, it's... You wish that it was still there the way you remember it.
No, I went back to when my daughter was small. I just sent Shane a picture from the boat trip last week, and I said when I lived in Hull in Massachusetts, I was in medical school and I would take my daughter in on the ferry every day, and drop her. She was in school in Boston because otherwise I'd never see her. So I would take her in on the ferry and walk over to school. Then I'd go across the street to medical school and then pick her up and bring her home. So I did homework with her on the way home. And so it added two more hours a day to our life together. And they used to let me drive the boat home for no particular reason, I guess. And I didn't understand that the water is like a street. You're a highway. You're supposed to stay to your side. So I just go right down the middle, which means I always cut 5-10 minutes off the ride. So, a friend of mine she was my neighbor in Hull, and I went back to see her a couple of years ago, and we went down to Hull. We went down to Jake's and got clams, and we went to see her house and the house that I lived in, and I went and knocked on the door and said, "Hi, you know, I used to live here," and he recognized me.
Wow.
I don't know if he recognized my voice or knew that I'd lived here. He was an advertiser.
Okay.
And so he let me go through the house, and it was always this wonderful old house that Cardinal Cushing had actually owned at one point, and I'd winterized it. I put my plumber's kids through college and graduate school and the Riviera on that. That was... But it was really wonderful to see what he'd done to it and realizing if you had enough money, which I never did, that you could do pretty wonderful things. I mean, they put in a hot tub they had done some wonderful stuff. And I actually thought about, I actually sent an email off to my daughter showing her all the pictures because she'd grown up there as well, and said, you know, maybe we should think about finding a small place in the summer. And she said, "Mom, you'll hate it. None of the people you knew were there, and, you know, it's too far away." And so my daughter tends to be the voice of reason, so I didn't.
She keeps you in check on that, huh?
Yeah, she's a little less nostalgic than I am.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Let's see. Liz says, "Seeing my son in his addiction makes me feel like going back 21 years and watching him laugh. His eyes so bright, so full of love and life. Would love to be able to do that over again. I would hold him in my arms."
Well, you can't do it over again, but it may be that you can sort of help him find his way back. It's much easier to love a child than it is an adult. They don't have much personality. Mm-hmm. I do keep pictures of my daughter around when she was an infant. In fact, there are people who think that she's still an infant because the pictures I had of her mostly in my studio were when she was a baby.
Okay.
Because I really try very hard not to compromise her. And she's not a baby anymore. So she's always says, "Mom, do you tell people how old I am?" And I said, "No, but they just see baby pictures of you." So, the old and the new. I mean, I'm desperately proud of who she's become. So I think that's a lot more complicated, but a lot more fun.
Yeah, we should talk about this when we come back, because that's something that my wife and I are going through big time right now, is being able to handle our little boys growing up.
Well, all righty. Yeah, I mean, there's no real alternative. There you go. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. That is what we talk about. We talk about what's closest, nearest, dearest, and that you can affect most readily, which is your life. The people in your life, the people that you love, the people that drive you nuts, which may be exactly the same person. And that's what I'm here to help you with. Very practical solutions to ongoing issues to make your life healthier and happier. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing your attitude a little bit. All right. So, Shane, you said you wanted to talk about you and your wife and watching your son grow up and having some difficulty with that.
Yeah, our two little boys now. My oldest little boy is turning 5 next week. And then my youngest, my baby, is 3, just a little bit over 3 now. And as the listeners that have followed along here the past couple of weeks know, I also had 2 daughters with a previous marriage, and I'll tell you what, it was a lot easier going through it with them because I was young and stupid, basically, yeah. And didn't realize the weight of time going by and how the impact, you'll never get that time back. So it's sinking in a lot more this time around with my little boys. And I guess, you know, from your perspective, what's a good way to go gracefully with the whole thing? And, you know, and I think we do a pretty good job at that, but it's tough. I find myself getting a little teary-eyed just thinking about it right now, to be honest with you.
Well, you can see why grandchildren are such a blessing.
Yeah, true.
In some way.
Kind of gives you a second chance.
And it's where your daughter's 16. I mean, these kids could almost be
right.
her children in theory.
Right.
Not quite. And,
right,
you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
You know, hush my mouth, but you get the point.
Yeah,
that, that there is that... that gap. But to remind ourselves that our job, you know, I'll tell you the most comforting thing that anybody ever said to me. And it was when my daughter was a couple of weeks old and a friend of mine from college came up and he was saying something about his theory of child rearing. And then he looked at me kind of sheepishly and he said, well, I guess I'm not really entitled to a theory of child rearing because I don't have any children. And I looked at him.
Hmm.
And I said, that's the only time you can actually have the theories. Once you have them, you just do it.
Yeah,
you just do the best you can.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but, I mean, it was, he said, well, you know, they're really not, she's really not yours. She's just loaned to you. And that was always a hugely comforting thing to hear that, mm-hmm. you know, our children are not ours.
Right,
that
right.
we give them roots and wings, and the hard part is never the roots. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
And so I think it's the difficult part about parenting, of thinking about long-term consequences as opposed to kids who think only about immediate. But to remind yourself that, you know, that it truly is a circle of life that you really get. And the nice thing is to look at your older kids and say, well, this is what I would have done differently. This is what I'd probably do the same thing, because it doesn't make any difference. They do exactly what they want to do here. But for
right.
me, it's the fun of the unknown. I mean, I loved having, I was the oldest of bunches of kids, so I liked babies. I've always liked babies. But watching kids turn into adults, for me, has always been the real thrill of seeing that
it is
that
exciting.
Person become
yeah.
who they need to be. One of my favorite moments in my whole life was we were talking earlier about Owen Spann and Ron Owens and Jim Eason in San Francisco at KGO, and because I was there when the Monterey Aquarium opened, and so I was invited down there, and it was a big deal. And a bunch of years ago, I went back and met my daughter went to school at Moss Landing, and so she met me at the aquarium, and they said, because they knew me, they said, well, would you like to have a docent go through with you? And my daughter said, no, I'll take Mom through. And I mean, there was
nice.
This whole cool thing
yeah.
that my daughter knew all this stuff that I didn't know, that I didn't teach her, that I really had at best a passing, you know, flirtation with. But
yeah,
all, and
yeah.
that was, for me, thrilling.
That is cool,
to watch
yeah.
your child know something that you don't know, that you didn't teach them.
Right.
I taught her to swim when she was 3 weeks old. But she won awards in the backstroke, which is the only thing I didn't teach her. So to watch that human being become separate from you and her own
yeah.
personality and was just, and still is thrilling. I mean, you hear with my callers, when they get it, when they've taken something from either me or from their environment, and they've shaken it up, and they've reestablished that there's an alchemy that goes on. And for me, that's thrilling, to hear the difference, to see the progress. So, you know, I've always loved kids, but watching that kid learn something, become somebody, become an adult, become their own person, struggle, for me, that's, and I guess that I can just pass that along, that,
mm-hmm.
that you know, having a kid, you know, to a certain extent, makes you feel good about yourself, because they're cute, and they're needy, and they say, Daddy,
sure.
I love you.
Yep.
But watching that child transform into their own being, for me is just endlessly thrilling, even though it's not necessarily comfortable. And when they say, no, I'm not going to, or I hate you, or you're so stupid, or Dad, you're not really going to wear that, are you? It's not much fun. But reminding yourself that that's the process, that, and reminding yourself who you were as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, that change, that you know, that incremental difference, that learning is for me what it's really fun. Whether it's with my kid or somebody else's kid, or you know, or with a listener. So from that's always been my comfort of just being absolutely curious and transfixed mm-hmm. about who they're going to become.
Right. Finding out what comes next instead of
knowing that part that you have some impact but no control
right
not
right.
very much
yeah.
And for me that's always been great.
Yeah, it is. It's you know. Exciting when you, that's very comforting. That's thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And there is something about watching, and with kids it's kind of like remember the Invisible Man and the Invisible Woman where they had the plastic and you could see all the internal organs.
Yeah.
For kids, sort of watching that process occur is just watching how their brain works, watching how they integrate something, how they think about it, which is why I think that discussions with kids are much more fun and much more profitable than just than sermonizing with kids. Because you're never going to learn anything about your kid by telling them what to do. You're going to learn a lot more about your kid and yourself by having discussions, which isn't to say that everything can be negotiated, because there are things that can't be negotiated. But that process of just watching another human being get it or not get it or struggle with it, for me is just been, I mean, you can see why I like being a psychologist. I get to do it over and over again. You guys get to help me with it. So and for watching, I mean, to a certain extent, watching your kid grow is kind of an acknowledgement of your own mortality, but also something really reassuring about the fact that they will carry some stuff with them. Some of yours, some not yours. All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.